listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Always appreciate you being with us. We've got a big day in New York State today, and it may be a test of some of the national attitude and appetite for what's going on as we are in an election year. It is Decision 2022, the governor's race in the Empire State. My focus right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, polls are open for a while yet. 9 o'clock tonight, they shut down. And if you don't register your voice, you don't get a chance to kvetch and complain about what type of government you end up getting. My approach to this, those of you that have listened to me for a long time know this. You don't have a privilege to vote. You have an obligation to vote. It is the price that you pay for being privileged enough to live in a country as free as America. And you should not be voting ignorantly. So if you've not done any research before you go and cast your vote, at least look up the basic candidates and find out where they stand on things. It doesn't take forever right now with Internet in your pocket. You can basically find what you need in seconds. Don't cast uninformed votes, but cast votes for certain. Here to discuss this race from a unique perspective in that he was the last Republican governor to serve in New York State is Governor George Pataki, author of Beyond the Great Divide, How a Nation Became a Neighborhood. And Governor, I know that, like me, you've got a lot of friends in this race. You know, Mr. Astorino and Mr. Zeldin and Mr. Giuliani, they all bring different gift sets and skill sets to the table. And I think that any of them would be a vast improvement over what we've got there in Kathy Hochul. But I'm curious, without divulging who you voted for today, because I'm sure one of the first things you did today was go out and vote. Tell us about what would make an ideal governor for the race in November and for the future of New York.
Hey, Kevin, thank you for having me on. And well said about our obligation to participate and vote and cast informed votes. And I have voted. I voted in the Republican primary for governor, and I hope that registered Republicans come out and vote. And I hope the Democrats do it on their side, too, because you want people to participate, not just on the sideline moaning and groaning. You have a chance right to impact it. And to me, New York State dramatically needs a change in direction.
One of the things that I think they all agree upon, Governor, is that there are, at least on the Republican side of the debate, I'm not sure that Democrats actually see the issues that the rest of New Yorkers see. But I think the ones that are looking for that change that you're talking about all are united around this idea that crime has to be attacked, and it can't just be bit pieces around the margins. It's got to be a whole scale restructuring of how we deal with crime and what we do. And I'm curious, Governor, with the Supreme Court's case finding that New Yorkers do have a right to self-defense, what are some options that if you were advising a future governor to keep in mind in terms of how we can approach this issue very differently than maybe what was capable even just a few weeks or a few months ago?
You know, Kevin, what's really sad to me is that we've been through this before. People forget, or they weren't around, but when I got elected governor, New York was the most dangerous state in America. And mm-hmm. New York City was approaching 3,000 murders a year, if you can believe it. And I had to change the criminal justice system from top to bottom. We changed over 100 laws. We changed judges. We changed parole officers. We changed the entire criminal justice system. And when it was appropriate, I removed prosecutors who refused to prosecute certain parts of cases and replaced them with a special prosecutor. Governor Hochul just has not done any of that. She just has sat back passively while crime continues to go through the roof. And I think you're right that all four Republican candidates, every one of them, understands that protecting people's lives, protecting security, the security of the people is the number one obligation of government. And they would work to change Albany and to change our criminal justice system to make us safer.
Yeah. There's also a big concern, Governor, about education. And I've talked with the three of the four candidates that agreed to come on our live forum last week and put their hats in the ring for questioning. I asked them all the same question. Parents are concerned. Border to border, you know, Montauk to Rochester, they all have these issues and concerns. Should our schools be focusing on gender identity and CRT and all kinds of other things when our kids, particularly in the city, are getting like a C minus D plus grade in overall educational accomplishment, especially when there's so much riding on the future?
Kevin, our public schools are failing and they're just not educating students the way they need to be educated. I mean, it's just so hypocritical. You have so many of these Manhattan liberals who are fighting to pay $30,000 so that their three-year-old can get into a special pre-K program, while minority kids and low-income kids are stuck in failing public schools. You know, we have to dramatically change them. I put in place charter schools. We need infinitely more charter schools to create competition within the public system. And we need accountability to the parents, not to the teachers union and the educational establishment, to the parents. But, you know, it's so sad, Kevin. You talk about crime. You talk about education. You talk about taxes. You talk about the mentally ill and the homeless. In every single major, and I haven't even mentioned the economy, in every single area, New York State is failing. And I think all four of the Republican candidates understand that and can articulate a message. And it can't be a partisan message. You need 1.5 million Democrats to say, we need to change the state. This person's the right type of change. I'm going to vote for him. So hopefully we'll see that tonight.
I remember when Texas and Florida just ate California and New York's lunch a few years ago, attracting all of this. And largely it was because they said you either will pay no taxes or we'll give you a time and period in which to get settled. And, you know, that would be is that feasible? Is that doable in a New York style budget?
Sure, it's doable in New York. And, you know, I did it when I was governor. I remember we got major semiconductor companies and an entire industry group, the Semitech, to move from Texas to Albany, New York, because we put in place not just economic incentives, but also a group working with our great universities, with our not-for-profits, with the private sector, put together all elements. It doesn't just have to be a tax incentive. When you have things like our great universities, our great educated workforce, you can put together a package that goes beyond a tax break that attracts companies. And, you know, we sent a hideous message when Amazon was Apple or Amazon was going to come to Queens.
Amazon,
and we just said, Amazon. We just said, we don't want you. And just imagine the message that's sent to every major company in the world, that New York not only is not open for business, they don't want us. And we've got to reverse that. And we can, with the right leadership, with the right governor, we can change that.
Well, what's true is if you keep electing the same people, you won't get the results that you're looking for. So you got to do something different. Governor Pataki, always appreciate your time. Thank you for being with us.
Kevin, could I just add one more thing?
Certainly.
I'll tell you, I am outraged that the deaths of the people illegally crossing the border in Texas, I think the number is now 50 people died in the back of a truck.
Yes.
This is hideous. And this should be front page news because the Biden administration is failing America and they're failing those people who desperately want to come here. And we just saw 50 people die. How many die that we don't see like this? And it's got to stop. And the Biden administration has got to be held accountable for these deaths and for the failure of its border policies.
Governor, I'm glad you paused me and asked for that, because we do need to address that. And that is certainly 100% valid. And friends, if you've seen the pictures today, whether it's on social media or television, it's just horrific. And we invited this on them. You know, when we said that we're not going to sheriff our borders, we're not going to pay attention anymore. This is what happens. And we know it's what happens. And we can't keep doing
it. This is directly accountable to Biden and his failed policies, these 50 deaths and how many other deaths that we haven't heard about. And, you know, I looked at the front page of the New York Times today. Nothing about this. This should be screaming headlines because of the inhumanity of that policy that Biden has imposed illegally on America. So I get a little emotional, but when you see the photos, when you hear about those deaths, it's just wrong, and it's avoidable.
Well, Governor, you care about people, and that's why your voters sent you back to the governor's mansion as many times as they did. And we certainly appreciate your time today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.